Task 2. The holy fire is commonly described by Christians as a miracle. It happens annually in Jerusalem Church of the Holy Sepulchre on Holy Saturday, the day before Orthodox Easter. When a miracle occurs, a blue light starts from Jesus Christ's tomb in the Holy Sepulchre, which at last forms a column of fire. From it, the patriarch lights two candles, which are later used to light the candles of pilgrims and clergy. The fire is said to spontaneously light other lamps and candles around the church. The holy fire is then brought to particular Orthodox countries by special flights and delivered to churches. Thousands of pilgrims from different countries gather in Jerusalem to take part and witness the event. In order to be as close to the sepulchre as possible, pilgrims camp next to it. Typically, they wait for starting since the Holy Friday afternoon. At around 11 a.m., the Christian Arabs chant traditional hymns loudly. By 1 p.m., the sounds fade out and silence covers the area. Soon after that, a delegation from the Israeli authorities comes and seals the tomb with wax, but before that, they follow a custom of entering the tomb and checking for any hidden source of fire. As a proof of the supernatural origin of the holy fire, the believers swear that at the first moments of its appearance, it does not burn if it touches hands or faces. The ceremony which awes the souls of Christians dates from the 4th century. As with any other miracle, there are people who believe it is a fraud and nothing but a masterpiece of Orthodox propaganda. However, Orthodox Christians cherish it as the greatest of miracles and see it as a continuous reminder of the Lord's resurrection.